Good Saturday morning, horse racing fans. You're tuned in to Today at Santa Anita. It is Saturday, March 16th, 2024. Thank you for joining us. And as you know, all of our podcasts are brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. If you're planning on going to the track or maybe wagering from the home or office, you really shouldn't be without our winning selections each and every racing day. Even if you've done the work, folks, let us augment what you've done and get on board with us, horseracing-selections.com. All right, yesterday's Friday's claims. We had a couple of interesting claims yesterday in the second race. We go to Lansdowne, taken by George Lopez. And obviously, kind of a risky claim, but we'll see how he does for Lopez off of the claim. And El Vado was taken by Sergio Perez. Those are the two horses in the second race Friday that were claimed. We turn to the fourth race, and Topolina was taken by Ryan Hansen. And in the fifth race, Perfect in Gray, taken by John Sadler for Ronus Racing. Get to the updated jockey and trainer standings through today. Juan Hernandez continues to lead the way with 45 wins from 189 mounts at 24%. Flavian Pratt, 39 wins, 146 mounts at 27%. Antonio Frasu, 35 wins, 191 mounts at 18%. Frankie D'Ettore, 27 winners, 145 mounts at 19%. And Hector Barrios has moved into a tie with Umberto Rispoli. Barrios each with 19, him with Rispoli. Barrios 92 mounts, 21%, and Rispoli 115 mounts at 17%. Trainer standings, Doug O'Neill leads the way with 25 wins from 120 starters at 21%. Mark Glatt, 21 winners from 80 starters at 26%. Phil D'Amato and Bob Baffert each tied with 20. D'Amato has 119 starters at 17%, Baffert 69 starters, 29%, and Steve Knapp, who had a pair of winners on Friday, now has 18 wins, 94 starters at 19%. You're all caught up with the claims and the jockey and trainer standings into today. Okay, nine races today, first post at 1 p.m. There are no carryovers, so let's get right to it. And go to the first race here. This is 6 furlongs on the turf. It's a maiden special weight event for cowbred or cow-sired 4 and 5 years old. The rails today are at 10 feet. And we gave this a B-plus rating in the first race. So 6 furlongs on the grass. Ghostly Act is making his 13th start today as a maiden. And your morning line favorite here is the lightly raced 49er Gold, 2-1 with Joel Rosario. The second race, 6 furlongs, claiming event for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up, which have never won 2 races. They are in for a tag of 16. We gave this a C rating, and a 5-horse field, compact field here, folks. Your 8-5 morning line favorite in the second is Yo-Yo Mama, Antonio Frasu. First time out for Gary Studi off of the claim. Second race, a little disappointing. to say the least. You know, if you've listened to the broadcasts before, you know that we like to bet the early double. And it's a little light here in the second race, so we probably will sit the double out today on Saturday. Third race gets a little bit better. Mile on the turf. This is the Pasadena $100,000 event for 3-year-olds. We gave this a B-plus race. It is a mile on the turf, and you've got your 8-5 morning line favorite here. Stay Hot for Peter Urton, being ridden back by Antonio Frasu. So this is an interesting race because, honestly, every 5 horses, another short field, But I really honestly think that either one of any of these five could take this race. You've got a guy named Joe, 5-1, co-long shot with Uncle Truly at 5-1. And Stay Hot, of course, is aptly named. He is on a two-race win streak going in, going for his third win. Island Cruiser, Lord Bullington for Mike McCarthy coming off of a freshening. So the Pasadena is a very interesting race, and we gave this a B-plus rating. The fourth race, 6 furlongs. This is a maiden special weight event for three-year-olds fillies. And our best bet of the day comes here in the fourth race. Disposition will be making his debut, or rather her debut, the daughter of Palace Malice for Mike McCarthy. Frankie D'Attore is riding. And then also Quick Brown Fox, who is your 9-5 morning line favorite here, under Joao Rosario for Richard Mandela. This is the daughter of Justify, very nicely bred filly. So the fourth race also of some interest here on Saturday. Your free podcast play of the day comes here in the fifth. This is 6.5 on the grass. And this is on the flat. It's an allowance optional claiming event. And it is for three-year-olds. And the claiming tag, if they are in, is 50. And there is one horse that is being offered for that tag, and that is the 5-horse Crown of Hope under Drayden Van Dyke for Aggie Ordonez. We like the looks here of the 3-horse Quick Kate for Craig Lewis and the daughter of Clubhouse Ride. The sire is Red Hot, won a race on Friday. Or actually, I think, no, I'll take that back. Lost a heartbreaker photo finish. But Clubhouse Ride has been throwing winners left and right. Quick Kate, he looks tough to beat. Juan Hernandez is returning. And this three-year-old filly has yet to run a dull one in her career. She's got improving numbers, and a repeat of her last will take this. We like the looks of number 3, Quick Kate, in the fifth race. And that is your free podcast play of the day, brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. The sixth race is an allowance optional claiming event. Again, optional claiming price of $50,000. This is for four-year-olds and upward. And we have no horses entered for that $50,000 tag. Your 8-5 morning line favorite here is the 6-horse Matanzas Creek under Frankie D'Attore. Hey Brother is the second choice at a close 2-1 under Umberto Rispoli. We gave the sixth race a B rating. All right, hold on to your hats here, folks. The last time we told you we liked the price horse, it was Order and Law that went off at 35-1 and got the job done for us. We like a horse here a lot in the seventh race. This is a 1 1/8 on the grass. It's a maiden special weight affair for three-year-olds and up. And pretty much the same thing here. If this colt gets the job done here, we're going to be off to a nice weekend here. So if you want in on that, visit our website at horseracing-selections.com and buy the daily selections. They're only $5. You can't go wrong. And I'll tell you, we really do like this long shot in the seventh race. We turn to the eighth race. This is your free handicapping seminar. This is the San Carlos. It's a grade 3, $100,000 event for four-year-olds and upward. And break it down here from the rail out. We have the Chosen Vron, 3-5 morning line favorite with Hector Barrios. Elwood Blues, 4-1 Juan Hernandez. I'm a Gambler, 8-1 with Brandon Boulanger. A Ghost of Midnight, 4-1 with Antonio Freisu. Draw a line through the 5, see through it. He was scratched yesterday at scratch time. He will not compete in today's eighth race. McLaren Vale, 8-1 with Joao Rosario. And Super Chief, 30-1 with Kyle Frey. All right. Everybody loves the rail horse, the Chosen Vron. We used him second here. We're going to try to beat this cowbred speedster who, I'll tell you what, folks, is really difficult to run down. He's gifted with speed. He's 6 years old now. By the way, he was voted Cowbred of the Year at the CTBA last week, I believe. And I'll tell you, you can't go wrong. This is a Eric Krulejack has done a fabulous job. Hector Burrios rides him well. They're going to be very tough to beat, but we're going to try to do it here. We picked the Chosen Vron as our second horse. Elwood Blues, we used him as our third horse here. This is a Bob Baffert speedster, and Juan Hernandez will be taking a seat on him. And he has ridden him all but his maiden debut. And Elwood Blues is going to be difficult here. Speed, Hernandez, Baffert, we used him as our third horse. Hasn't really quite faced the likes of what he's facing, but he's sharp and going for his fourth win in a row. I'm a gambler. This is the horse this is Mark Glatt's second horse in here. He also trains Ghost of Midnight. But we think that this horse is in here to harass the Chosen Vron. Now, we don't know this for sure. trainers aren't going to admit, unless they're talking to their connections, the owners and whatnot. They're not going to say, hey, we're going to use your horse as a rabbit today to try to win with our other horse. But it just looks suspicious that Diego Herrera, Frankie D'Ettore, Antonio Frasu are off this guy. And Brandon Boulanger is taking the call. Now, there's nothing wrong with Brandon Boulanger. Don't get me wrong. He is a very capable rider. But we think he's riding this horse for one reason and one reason only. You're going to pop the gate. You're going to go as fast as you can for as far as you can and soften up the rail horse. The horse that we like to win, Ghost of Midnight, 4-1, Antonio Frasu. He is razor sharp as well. He is going for his fourth straight. He is the horse that can sit, wait, and pounce. He's got tactical speed. He can come off the pace. He can lay close and make one run. He looks very tough to deal with. He's coming off of a very sharp March 10th drill, 4 furlongs and 47-1. He's sharp, and he's also cutting back in distance from a mile to 7/8. So he looks like the horse, the now horse. We're going to take him for a mild upset here in the 8th race. McLaren Vale, Ronus Racing, John Sadler, and Joel Rosario really are the only reasons to like this guy. He's coming off of a improved speed race last time where he flashed a little bit more speed. Again, if he tries to repeat that effort and go to the front, it's only going to spell more problems for the Chosen Vron. And we just think he's in just a little bit over his head here in the 8th. Super Chief, don't really know what he's doing in here. Maybe they're just trying to pick up a piece of the purse here and maybe get some, don't know. He's been working good in the morning. Kyle Frey certainly is an asset as the trainer. The connections, Mi Familia Racing Stable, he just appears to be over his head in the 8th race. So how do we see the 8th race? We're using Ghost of Midnight on top for a mild upset. The Chosen Vron is our second horse, and Elwood Blues rounds out our top three. And that is your free podcast play of the day, your free handicapping seminar, brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. We wrap up things in the 9th race. This is a mile on the turf starter optional claiming event for 4-year-olds and up. We gave this a B rating. Also, I'm sorry if we didn't mention it, the 8th race is an A rated race. 9th race, a B rating, and wide open event here. You've got St. Ignacio taking off the blinkers, an equipment change there. And Arrogate's Spirit, the number 8 horse, will be trying the grass for the first time. And he's bred to like it. So nice 6-1 on him on the morning line. The 9th race wraps up things for us. We're done. Hope that you have a successful day Saturday with your wagers. If you need a little help, folks, visit our website at horseracing-selections.com and we'll get some help for you. Don't forget, we have our long shot in the 7th race. And decent card, all in all. And we hope you have an enjoyable day out at the great race place. Until tomorrow, this is Eddie the Hat. We'll be talking to you again soon.